Originally set to premiere on stage, a new play has been reimagined as a Zoom production with 12 actors performing the play live via Zoom from their separate locations. Based on playwright Carol Churchill's 1990 play of the same name, Mad Forest is a snapshot of the 1989 Romanian Revolution told through the lens of fervent activists, forbidden lovers, and the secret police. The production blends vivid backgrounds, raw historical footage, and Romanian music and language to form a fresh take on a coup. It is a production from Theater for a New Audience and the Fisher Center for Performing Arts at Bard College. Mad Force premieres this Friday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. on tfana.org. They'll also be showing Sunday, May 24th at 5 and Wednesday, May 27th at 3. Excuse me. On the same site. Mad Force is directed by Ashley Tata. Ashley, welcome to All of It.
Hi, Allison. Thank you.
And we're also joined by Artistic Director of the Fisher Center, Gideon Lester. Gideon, thanks for being here as well.
Such a pleasure.
So, Ashley, what was it like to get actors, getting them adjusted to knowing their cues when they're not on stage? Because this is live, not pre-recorded.
Right. To knowing their cues, we rehearsed just like it were a regular production, I guess. And they've become very adept at teaching us as much as we're kind of teaching them. So we have, they can still hear each other in more or less real time. And then we have little tricks as far as anticipating lines in order to keep the rhythm of the piece moving and not getting caught in kind of Zoom lag. so being able to, so we're just rehearsing, so that they get used to that timing. And then they have a lot of other responsibilities in addition to their lines, because there are no stage management team members around. They're also responsible for their props and their costumes and their virtual backgrounds and charging Bluetooth headphones and everything. So there's a lot that they're taking control of, which is really exciting, and I'm really grateful for them for that.
Ashley, how did it change your role as a director? What did you have to alter or just pivot?
I think the very practical thing is kind of the type of energy it takes to direct on Zoom, as opposed to in a room where everybody can feed off of each other's energy more directly. I find that in the Zoom space, I had to reconfigure my personal, home setup. I can't sit down while I'm directing them, really. So I had to make a standing desk, which I think helps with my energy, and that then contributes to their energy. I think that's the biggest thing, is just trying to maintain a sense that we're still all in this space together. And so how we make eye contact with each other, even when we're in a Zoom conversation or just being attentive in a different way, it's not enough to just be a presence in the space. Now we have to really be looking at each other or communicating in some way that we're actively listening and understand. And so those more subtle signals that the body gives off are not as clear right now. So I think in some ways that's the biggest thing, I think, as the director. A lot of the other work that we've been doing as far as, actioning the text, given circumstances, the research that we did for the project, and also kind of ideas about the design, all of that plays in a modified way, but it doesn't really change, I think, what I'm doing. I mean, I'm shocked that it seems to me that after a rehearsal period, I feel like I'm in a rehearsal room. I kind of forget about that I'm in. I can forget that I'm in, standing in front of my laptop computer. And then what it is I close the computer and I kind of remember the state of everything that's going on. But it's a real escape for me too.
Gideon, why did this seem like a good idea? What was exciting about this idea of a Zoom play for you?
Well, it wasn't our original intention. We'd asked Ashley to direct a production of Mad Forest, actually with our students at Bard this spring. And very quickly, in early March, when they were about halfway through the rehearsal process, it became clear that the world was shutting down and that we weren't going to be able to continue in real life. And I was on a train heading up to Bard, knowing that we were going to have to deliver some very bad news to the students. And I called Ashley and said, I don't think we can continue, but I'm just wondering if there's any way that we can imagine doing this as a radio play or online in some way. And Ashley said yes. And I've known Ashley for 10 years. She was actually a student of mine when I was teaching at Columbia. And I remember her always being the most inventive, smart, flexible, creative artist who is indomitable. And so I just had I had no idea how this was going to, you know, work and whether it was going to work. And we arrived in rehearsal that evening with the actors and said, you guys, we can't continue in person, but Ashley is going to try and figure out some way to preserve the production. And I got to say, the transformation has been really staggering. And Ashley and her collaborators, I think, are in the process of inventing a new form. And it's one of those moments where, in the middle of a crisis, where you think there is no way forward possible, art becomes redemptive. And artists are incredibly inventive and make something really magnificent out of what appears to be a crisis. And I think that's the opportunity of this moment.
When people watch the play this weekend, Ashley, what's one part of the play, one element of the production that you would like them to pay particular attention to, whether it's something that you had to change or alter or something that you think Zoom enhances?
Gideon, if you have thoughts about that, I'm more than open to that. I think that, you know, Act Two, I think is a real, I just really enjoy Act Two. It's okay. The structure of the piece, what Carol and Mark did originally, the Act One is, it's a very kind of narrative-based piece about two families who are living under the dictatorship. And then Act Two is more documentary style based off of real interviews that they did right after the revolution in Romania. And so all of a sudden there are these other characters who are, feels more biopic in nature. And then Act Three goes back to those characters after the revolution. So it's, and I think that what's really interesting is Zoom actually allows a kind of intimacy and a direct audience address that we feel very comfortable with now, 2 months into having lived on Zoom and having experiences this way. So the way that the actors are just talking to the audience now in the Act Two feels way different. But at the same time, it was always my intention of having a big movement piece in Act Two, because it is a lot of talking heads. And so I wanted to contrast that with moving bodies. So, and a big musical gesture. So Dan Safer, who's the choreographer, and Paul Pinto, yes, who is the composer, they had to think differently about their work for these frames. But I think it's really, I find it really satisfying. I'm doing the live mix in that act as well, so I can't really experience it the same way that the audience is. But when I've gone back and looked at it, I feel, I really kind of just like sitting in it, and I feel quite moved by it.
This weekend, well, I want to get people the information before, you know, I need to get the people the information, because we do need to wrap. It's at, people can watch it Friday the 22nd at 7 p.m., as well as 5:24 at 5 p.m. and 5:27 at 3 p.m. Go to www.tfana. We'll link to it on our Twitter page as well. Ashley Tata and Gideon Lester, congratulations on pulling this off, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Allison.